You know, you're a Steve Martin fan.
Oh, I certainly am.
Well, I mean, I thought...
a crazy kind of guy.
Well, I thought... I thought that perhaps Steve has never put a finner showbiz foot wrong. And then, going to a little record fair in the week, I find the soundtrack to the ill-fated and much maligned, quite rightly, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band film. Now, Steve must have been, surely even before The Jerk, it was his first appearance, I think, right, and he's in it. And he sings Maxwell's Silver Hammer in a very self-conscious and unfunny way.
What?
This is Steve Martin's horrible, self-conscious and unfunny performance in the film. Kenny Everett, surely.
Hello.
I was going to say it's a competition, but it's obviously thin. But... Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve. Very unfunny performance of a Beatles song, that, wasn't it? They're obviously self-conscious, doing it like Bobby, Boris, Beckett and the Crypt Kickers. Maxwell Anderson, I'm being wacky because I'm a crazy guy. Oh, not funny. I actually curled up in a ball when I first started. I don't know if you did. I don't know. Let me write and let me know. No, I curled up in a ball when I first heard that. That's one of the very worst. Are we going to get time to do this very tough competition, Adrian? Anyway, hello, who's there?
Hello, Danny.
Who's that?
It's Ken from Camden.
Ken, did you like the record, not Steve Martin, the one before that, when...
To Will Flesh.
Did you like it?
It's okay. It's like Camden.
What do you think, Nick?
Just a couple of things.
Hang on, I've got to do just the merest snatch of Captain Quint's speech from George. Just a little bit. What bit shall I do, yeah? No, I won't. Okay, go on. Right, I'm next week, I may play some more. I'll play a tune you know next week. I was making that one up.